London calling. London calling from the River Lee, London's second most important river. Yes, time to get to know the River Lee just a little bit better. And that's by way of saying, this is London Walks calling with a Susan from the new virtual tour series, Liquid London, the Capital's Waterways. The series starts with a look at the River Lee. Give you a taster in a minute. But practicals first. Liquid London is just now weighing anchor. And no surprise this, the series is a creation of the Fab Five, the all-star team of London Walks guides who own the category, who've made a specialty of virtual tour series that are the best of both worlds. Wide-ranging but also in-depth explorations of London. The Liquid London series is taking place on Sunday evenings and Thursday mornings. So if you want to go on the Sunday evening one, you'll have to get in there fast. It's almost sold out. Only 3 tickets left. But there are still quite a few going for the Thursday morning outing. That said, those time slots aren't do-or-die matters. They're the live sessions, but the series is recorded, so people who can't make one or more of the live sessions can catch up with them at a time that suits their convenience. What's more, the Liquid London series can be watched in any order. The guides haven't done the series as a chronological progression through the capital's waterways. Anyway, Fiona, London's most decorated guide, the only guide in London who's won 3 gold medals, 3 Guide of the Year awards, multi-award-winning Fiona gets the Capital Waterways series underway with, yes, an exploration of the River Lee, the granddaddy of Thames tributaries. Here's a taste. This little clip is a quick overview of the River Lee across the centuries. Here's Fiona.
If we did pop into each of these breweries and have a little tipple, could we then walk in a straight line? Could we walk on this straight line? This one here. In amongst the kind of the fields and the green spaces, that is a very straight line. Is it an old Roman road? No. It is an entirely arbitrary straight line drawn on the map in 1884. A very important line, and not just drawn on this bit of the map either. This is a line that goes all the way around the world. It bisects the globe. This is the Greenwich Meridian, the prime meridian dividing east from west. And it's a good reminder that the Lee, and this is the Lee still here, and this is the M25 motorway, so we've come quite a bit further north now. But it's a good reminder that the River Lee has always been a border. If we look at this map of London again, and then mark on slightly more clearly the Lee and the Stort. So the Lee goes that way, round to where the Stort carries on up towards Bishop Stortford, as the name kind of makes sense. And the Stort is the biggest tributary of the Lee. And between them, they form the boundaries of London boroughs, right through London, between Tower Hamlets and Newham, Waltham Forest and Haringey, Enfield. That borough boundary is absolutely the line of the River Lee. But if we go way, way back to pre-Roman times, to the Celtic tribes of England, this line here between the Catavellauni and the Trinovantes, that's the River Lee. And in post-Roman times, in the Saxon era, you might remember this map if you were with us for the original story. I showed you this during a Saxon episode. And again, what's this line that divides the Anglo-Saxon Wessex and its dependencies from Guthrum's kingdom, which came under Danish control, the Danelaw? Of course, it's the River Lee again. And if we look at a map, in fact, we'll look at this map. This is the County of London from 1889 up to 1965. And it's a good reminder that until 1965, anything east of the River Lee was outside London officially, kind of madly. But again, you can see that's the line of the Lee, including this little bit down by the Thames, where you can see that really odd shape. So that little bit of pink of poplar that sticks up there is now known as London City Island.